Blog Talk Radio.
It's a great joke played on us by the Lord or fate or nature, whatever you prefer. But whoever or whatever played it certainly had a sense of humor. The gold has gone back to where we found it. Months of suffering and labor, this joke is.
You know, the worst ain't so bad when it finally happens. Not half as bad as you figured it'll be before it's happened.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the
hell. Boy! Oh, my God!
My brain hurts!
Grenache. Do you need to relax and get away from it all?
Intercourse!
My name, I'll say Imana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no,
Giddy up.
show.
And a tip of the old possum to Maggie C for that stirring rendition of Polish Top Cat. He runs shit in Warsaw, believe it. Believe me. Man, we are living in fucking bizarro world, ladies and gentlemen. But right now, you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. we're going to try to keep the hyperbole down to a minimum tonight. believe me. Mondays and Fridays, it's Possum Hour. God bless Possum Hour. It's a big, beautiful Possum Hour. During the week, it's clobbering time. The big, beautiful clobbering time. With its big, beautiful clobbering. You love it. Believe me. I'm the super host. Can you believe it? I'm the super host. Anyway, something to do. It keeps me off the streets. Basically, some of you seem to enjoy it, so we'll continue to do it for the time being. Until I'm whisked away to a femur camp.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that thing.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister Minister of Finance and Parking Solutions.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
God in heaven.
There you go.
We're truly living in bizarro world, man. Did you watch that shit?
No, I was just about to ask you. Was that crying due to Uncle Bobo? How wonderful things are and everything.
Man. he inherited a mess. That's
Okay.
The weirdest part was like He started talking about how he loves the vets. We all love the veterans. You know.
Yep.
These guys fought for our country. We love them. Yeah, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, he really blew it on The Apprentice, you know. A big star takes over to my big, beautiful show and ruins it. What's up with that?
Geez. Oh, geez.
Right in the middle of the veteran thing. What the fuck are you talking about? You fucking loony.
Oh, Christ. He's bonkers, baby. He's out.
I really think the reveal this week was that he's wearing false teeth.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Did you hear him? He's going, you know, he's trying to keep the fuckers in there. People are going, oh, he's had a stroke. No, he ain't had a stroke. It's fucking upper. He didn't use the poly grip this morning. The fucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Can I blow something up really quick, man, first?
Yeah.
Like, before we do the plug and everything. Because,
Yeah? Did I lose you? Becker's gone. See what the blow up do?
Christmas, man.
Right. Shove it up your ass.
Man. I got fucking cut off again, man. What the fuck is with this shit, man? All right. Before we get... I don't even know what happened there.
Yeah.
I'm nonplussed. Go ahead and give the plug. You got a plug,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern Time, Eminence Front Radio. His Eminence is going to be doing a show on pop music. Pop music. You can hear it live on www.wriu.org. There you have it, kids. What is pop music? Every time I hear pop music, I think of Britney Spears or something.
Funny you should say that.
No.
That is that we are. I'll tell you what, man, we are in sync, my friend.
There we go, baby.
Yes, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as you may have guessed, Maggie C again contributing to the show. Yeah, she suggested we blow up. Oops. I've done it again. Yes, .org. WRIU .org. Pop. So we'll blow up some pop.
Pop. Pop. Blow up that pop.
There ain't no doubt I love this land. Let's rape the USA. Never mind. Are you still there? Okay.
I'm still here.
Good. All right. Where we got? Where's Brittany? Oh, there we go. All right. Oops, I did it again. And you know, when you listen to this again,
yeah.
They manipulated her voice to make her sound like a little elf or something, like a underage teenager yep. that might be attractive yep. to, say, some yep. guy in a cowboy hat running for the Senate. I don't know. Is it me?
She dances around in a Catholic school uniform in the video. Yeah. Woohoo.
Where's the paper towel?
Oh,
where's the paper towel?
Quiet.
Fuck you, kid. You're a dick.
Quiet.
Oh, where's the paper towel?
And now for something completely different.
You're unraveling a big cable knit sweater.
Someone keeps knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting and knitting.
Check your lung regulator for leaks, damaged air hoses, and ruptured diaphragms.
Wop bobba lee me lamma wop bobba loo. The heebie jeebies all through me, through and through. Heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies. Wop bobba lee me lamma wop bobba loo. I got the heebie jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie jeebies and I sure got the tail. I got don't mind baby, you know done well. Now ring your door till I break your bell. Heebie jeebies. I'm a wop bobba loo, my god, the heebie jeebies, cause I love you so, my god, the heebie jeebies, why you have to go. If you don't want me, baby, then let me know, then I won't be a fool over you no more. Heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, heebie jeebies, I'm a wop bobba loo, my god, I'm a wop.
Like, man, I gotta do that. We didn't do that on the show, but it's gotta be on the show.
Oh, was that old Grenache?
Yeah, you Grenache'd okay. that this week.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it was his birthday. I wanted to throw one on there.
And I looked it up, and they had Heebie-Jeebies takes 1, 2, and 3. I got to keep my eye on the switchboard, like, because I don't know if I'm sitting here yakking. I don't know if I've been cut off or not. I got to see if I leave the switchboard. Anyway, they had that was take one of that song. I can't imagine why you'd need a take two.
Yeah.
You know? Jiminy Christmas. What do you want, man? I've been pissed off if I was Little Richard, like. Dude,
yeah, he spilled it out.
Did you
right
fucking hear that? Get
yeah.
the hell out of here.
What he
the
put his heart and soul into that.
Jeez, and that horn was something else, man.
Yeah.
That right. sax solo was unbelievable.
It's a beautiful thing.
Anyhow. Let's use Calcutta. That's a good, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Love this one, man. You know what this is?
What's that?
This is the music score from The Big Mouth with Jerry Lewis. My favorite Jerry Lewis movie.
Good.
Yeah, he's getting chased by everybody. All the bad guys are chasing him at this point, and he's running across SeaWorld. Mainly because Charlie Callis
gets a swordfish through his chest.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
I believe so.
All right.
I believe so.
Okay.
That was a wacky one. Charlie Callis going nyah-fart. You know, come on, man, you can't beat that with a stick. And the guy, the bulldog guy, turns into a bulldog. Oh man, that was all over the map.
Yeah, remember
but,
that one?
We do have. I would be remiss if I didn't point out that we have some loyal listeners standing by in the Possum Lounge.
Indeed we do.
Yeah. This is a great tune, man. This is
who did
background
it?
Music 101.
Neil Dillon?
No, this is Lawrence Welk. I don't know who wrote it, but it's performed
shit.
By Lawrence Welk. Yeah.
Okay.
And he had this was actually charted on the charts, man. Bitcoin. I don't know nothing about Bitcoin.
Now, here do I.
You guys are talking about Bitcoin. I got nothing on that. I'm lucky I got any coin, you know.
I think it's the coin of the future, because eventually we're not going to have any currency. It's all going to be
coin
on
of the future.
Internet.
Oh, that's right. All coin our all our currency is going to the top 0.1%. I forgot.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. It's like Dennis Moore said, this wealth redistribution thing is a lot more complicated than you'd think.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely. Well, there's Agent 6543.
Agent 6543.
She's counting down. Ho!
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Counting down.
Good to have you with us. Always a pleasure. Really, it is an honor and a pleasure that you guys tune in. That is not hyperbole.
Oh, again with the hyperbole.
Oh, my God. That was... You talk about hyperbolic. That was a hyperbolic chamber, man. I don't know, man. Last time I looked, the election was, like, last year. You know.
He inherits this mess. That's what all presidents say, isn't it?
What?
That he inherits this mess?
Oh, he inherited a disaster. The disaster known as everything. But,
yep. My heart bleeds for that man. It bleeds.
Nobody.
Not a one.
There's Apple Cheeks Alice, man. She lives in Canada, man. How cool.
Sweet Alice.
That's like the real world, man, back there, out there.
Well, they got
a bizarro world, man. They're going to put a wall around us now.
No Bitcoin.
You know, like it wasn't.
They got loonies.
Man. Yeah, but like it wasn't enough. Now they're going to wall us in.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? We won't be able to get out.
I want to get out.
I heard Canada's putting up a wall. They're like, yeah, it sounds like.
I don't.
Wait, things are going. It sounds like a good idea.
I don't blame them.
Oh, jeez.
Big electric fence.
Yeah. No asshole sign, at least. There's Dr. Cake. Dr. Cake. It would not be a show without Dr. Cake.
No,
another Canuck.
Uh-huh.
We've got the triad of Canucks up there. It's wonderful.
We do.
Canada,
bird
man.
Trappers.
Looking
bird trappers.
Better and better and better. I tell you, it's global warming. The way this global warming's working out. Who knows? I might be up for a migration.
Yeah. Okay.
See, my problem is I got the Cleveland. You know, I go up to Cleveland and then you get the lake effect. So you think, boy, anything above this has got to be like just, you know, bitter hell cold. But maybe not. Maybe it's a lake effect. I'm blaming the lake effect.
Fuck the lake.
Who knows? Lake Erie, man. It's all just covered with pus now anyway. So why worry about it?
Covered with pus.
Yeah, they, and of course, thankfully, they've removed all regulations to remove the pus. So.
I went sailing on Lake Erie.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's where the Edmund Fitzgerald went down, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one of Michigan's, wasn't it?
Oh, maybe
the Erie, was it?
There's probably a few corpses in Lake Erie. I would think. The Gambinos, I think, I'm pretty sure they're floating in there. Anyway, we digress. Am I still on? Is this on? What a weird show. Because we started out, of course, we doomed the show by commenting how well things were working.
I got it. First you know? Try, so, yeah.
When I typed that in, I said, you know,
careful.
You're putting a curse on here, buddy. Now, there's Ford Prefect, our good old
Ford
pal.
Ford Prefect.
Absolutely. Man, what a pal. he's been there from the beginning. He actually has,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. But he's my new friend on Facebook, so I don't
I saw that.
Go figure. That was nice, though. That was cool, because Perry was in there, who is a new friend.
Uh-huh.
And, and our old pal Phantom on the Fringe. Welcome, sir.
He was
he
a
knows
good friend
where
of mine, too. Yeah, he always does.
Yeah.
He keeps tabs on it.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm going to catch him unawares. Yeah, you're my new friend, Ford Prefect. On fake boo. All right, there's Getting for USA! We've been friends for many, many years.
Many years.
I always appreciate him and the next contestant on The Price is Right. Always comment on the show page, which I like. You know?
Yes, I noticed that the other day. Yeah.
I like that. I like it. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Big day. A lot of people don't even
if
know
I don't actually.
Comment section.
And if I don't actually physically like it, like with a click, take it from me. I actually do like it. Now, speaking of Magic C, there's Magic Now.
Magic C.
She's great. Man, we're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. It's her show.
Yeah. Pretty much. She had a great title for tonight's show, In and Out Possum Hour.
Yeah.
On. What was I thinking? Oh, you know what happened, man? I got up like at 4 o'clock in the morning and started putting a show together, man. So, a decade of online camaraderie? Ford?
Huh.
Well, then I've known... I guess. I started talking to you in the end of 06, Professor Gumby.
Yeah.
So, Ford Prefect.
With the
Chili Billy.
Yeah, Chili Billy.
And it wasn't long after that since I met Ford, yeah. 2007.
Yeah, Ford's right. Ford. 2007, I believe.
It's a decade. We've been fucking around here.
There you go.
What have we done? What have we got to show for it?
Absolutely nothing.
fucking bizarro world. You know? I mean, we're in a reality show now that's it's falling apart.
Rapidly.
Hope the Stones sue that fuck, man. You can't use this. I can't even listen to Stones anymore, man. You know? Fuck off.
They used his third song, did they? Oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah. He opens and closes with the Stones. It ought to be Sympathy for the Devil, but it's not. You Can't Always Get What You Want is the end theme, and I can't remember what he opens with off the top of my head. But should be Bitch. Okay. Maggie now. What a great group of folks.
Yep.
And possums. And rounding it out. Paint it black?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Paint it gold. Rounding out the list is the sinister minister of parking solutions and mayhem.
Thank you.
Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge. Oh, yeah.
With your super host, Commodore Decker. There you go.
Come on, the Beaver. Can't scroll fast enough to get to my cue.
Now, I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
I said I'd sing you a Christmas song. You go ho, 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 go, 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 doing a Santa Claus twist. Get a red suit, get your girl one too, doing a Santa Claus twist. Roll, roll, roll like you got a big belly. Dust off your clothes like you just come from a chimney. Take a chance, do this dance.
Because there's no host tonight. The host is disconnected, it says. I don't know if this will be in the archives or not, man.
That's interesting.
But that was not the 3 minutes for it. Calm down, everybody. Just, wow. Art Paul Schlosser gets everybody.
Yeah.
Let's see Uncle Bobo say Art Paul Schlosser with his fucking... His dentures loose. Paul for sloughing. Has a wild slice. Because you know he doesn't drink. The guy doesn't drink. It was at the end of his announcement that he's going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That's another kettle of fish.
Talk about the Arnold Schwarzenegger in a show.
And then, yeah, and then in the middle of all this, you know.
What a dick.
And that Arnold Schwarzenegger, how about him? Big star. Totally ruins my big, beautiful show. Huh? What about that?
Oh, Christ.
Would somebody feel sorry for me? What a crybaby. Oh, man. It's at the end with the, they had the Stones.
They really played that song at the end?
I swear to God, man. Yes. The chorus is
joking.
And he's walking around the state, and then they started with fake snowflakes coming down, fake snow coming down, and everybody in the audience is waving signs that say Merry Christmas.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
dude,
take me out. Jesus, if you were real, take me out right now.
I don't use the term bizarro world lightly.
Oh, Christ.
Okay? Oh. I'm watching this going, this is like a fucking thing that somebody made for a movie. Like a movie of the week when people lost their fucking minds. The day people lost their fucking minds. On the movie of the week. Jesus.
You know all the rednecks are going, yeah, Merry Christmas. We're saying Merry Christmas. Yeah.
My God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we're going to salute the flag. Yeah.
Yes. Yay. Making America great again.
Man. Wow.
Take me out. Take me out, sweet Jesus.
We're a banana republic, dude. You know?
God damn.
Eat more bananas. They're good for you.
Fucking You can't always get what you want.
Oh man. I was coming up to the show, I'm like, man, I don't really have any inspiration for the show tonight. No.
There you go.
The world has gone mad. Okay. I was really fucking disappointed, not to use the word fuck without.
Yeah.
No, I was fucking disappointed.
There you go.
Okay. It's not hyperbole.
Uh-huh.
When Senator Al Franken announced he would resign. When all he needed to do was just switch parties.
I like that.
Can I get some love on that?
Yeah.
All right.
I believe it.
Yeah. No, I wanted the foghorn, man. I got the foghorn handy. Where's the foghorn? Give me a foghorn on that fucker, man.
What the fucker?
Alright. So anyway. Hey! I brought my polygrip. Oh yeah, we got a show note. Wasn't Bobby Goldsboro that did Saturday Morning Confusion.
Who was it?
I don't know. You told me. You had it. Bobby.
Well, you got Bobby right.
Bobby Boo Boo or something.
Russell.
Bobby Russell. Not that anybody cares. But you know what? When you pointed that out, I realized I've been in this movie before. And I'd previously said that Bobby Goldsboro did that song, and I was corrected. And I was stupid enough not to put it in my memory bank. Jacques. So.
There you go.
I promise I'll never, ever.
It's in there now.
there
you
now.
You should say that on the show. Bobo should have played Fuck Shit Stack.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Jam. Jesus Jam.
What a great end to that speech, you know?
Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then
Yes, Bobby Russell was married to Vicki Lawrence, Ford Prefect.
Your
read
girl,
my mind.
Your girl, Vicki Lawrence.
I can't stand her. That fucking Mama's Family is the most. Oh! Dude!
Root canal.
More fun. Less grating on my nerves than Mama's Family. And please chime in on the poll. It's a very scientific poll, and it's tied. Last time I looked, it was tied. Two people actually thought that Root Canal was more grating than Mama's Family, which I can't even conceive. Okay, I got here's some songs to blow up that came across my mind, which was cool.
Yeah.
Whatever's left of it. People on the left are their own worst enemies. That was just a... You know.
Yeah.
Fucking
exactly.
Yeah. Point of. Okay. I think this. I was pretty. I think I'd had a whack of scotch by this point.
I like these ones.
Yeah, these are the good notes. There's James Bond. Here's the progression of James Bond. Sean Connery, Gap. Sean Connery, Gap. Small angry guy, Gap, blonde guy. So if you're keeping score at home,
there you go.
Those are the only official Bonds. Roger Moore, Gay Bond, no, doesn't count.
Lazenby
doesn't count. Roger Moore, forget about it. Who's the last guy?
I saw a documentary of James Bond. They were interviewing George Lazenby. He said they didn't want him anymore because he wanted to grow his hair out and grow a beard. Because it was like, you know, 70s, mid-70s. And he went to a premiere or something looking like that. And they said, no, we can't represent Bond looking like that.
Yeah, he fucked that up.
Yeah, his career
That's
was
funny.
Down the fucking toilet because he wanted to grow his hair out.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit.
Uh-huh.
What a wild man.
Good for him.
Oh yeah, I saw that, and it does give you a new respect for George Lazenby.
Uh-huh. And he did look different with that long hair and beard.
Well, I'm sure he did. I don't know where we're going. Oh my God, this show is out of control.
We got to do 3 minutes. Bring it back on track.
What the hell? I'm going to have to decipher that last note. I don't want to end up in trouble. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh, if it deserves
speaking
a
of trouble.
Scream, good God.
Speaking of trouble. Yeah, you guessed it. Well, it's December 8th, 2017. 37 years ago, some dude whacked John Lennon in front of his crib, man. What a bummer.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I'm
fucking bummer.
Fucking bummer.
Man, that bummed me out for a while.
Oh, big time over here.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson, though.
What's that?
Fuck celebrity. Because my father died a year after. The first thing that came across my mind was, why the fuck did I get these shits about John Lennon?
Aha! Good
so
point!
So now I don't give a fuck. Woody Allen could
good
die
point!
Good point!
What the fuck did John Lennon ever do for you?
Exactly. He didn't give you my first fucking beer. Fat
All
John
right.
Fat
now
John
we're talking. Uh-oh. I'll bet you they're scared I'm going to play Yoko Ono next. Nope. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back with Ted.
I resent the longing for your focus. Tell me, what do you know? A lot of faggots, middle-class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents, and I'm sick of upset hippies coming knocking at my door with a fucking peace symbol. Get this, that's that. I don't owe your fuckers anything, and all I got to say is fuck you.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
We hope for love. now, here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah. All righty. I gotta get a beer, man.
Go for it.
Let Ted out and stuff during the 3 minutes there, and I didn't want to miss any of it because it, you know, that was very wrong to play that tonight on the 37th anniversary of Mr. Lennon's assassination. And that's why we're Possum Hour.
Okay.
And you know,
I liked it,
Mr. Gumby, how my connection to John Lennon and how much I admired him as a youth.
Uh-huh.
As a
uh-huh.
youth.
As a youth.
I connected psychically with him the night he was killed, man.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That is not bullshit.
Uh-huh.
That is a fucking fact.
Yep.
He was killed. I was upset. I looked at the bookcase. I grabbed a book to read to comfort me. I picked Catcher in the Rye.
Uh-oh.
Who the fuck was reading Catcher in the Rye that night?
Uh-huh.
The guy whacked him. Weird as fuck. That was the weirdest fucking thing that ever happened to me in my life. So.
I've read that
true
book
story.
Twice. I never had an urge to kill anybody. I mean, what is it with that book?
Well, I was the last time I read it, I really, that's when that Vicki Lawrence thing started. Luckily, she got a restraining order, or else all those hilarious promos on MeTV wouldn't exist. Yeah, isn't that weird? Apple Cheeks, that actually happened, man. 2 weeks later, I'm looking at Newsweek, and they go, and he's leafing through a copy of Catcher in the Rye, and I'm like, whoa, man! And I read the book cover to cover, sitting there in the one sitting. Crazy fucking town, USA, man.
Oh, Holden Hayes, phony.
How's that?
Holden hated phony.
Yeah.
David was accused of his hero of being a phony.
Yeah. 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 And he thought cigarettes would put him to sleep, but actually they're a stimulant. That was where he kept fucking up. He couldn't sleep and he'd smoke a butt. No, that's going to keep you up, man.
There you go. Lesson learned.
Nicotine, man. It's a stimulant.
It's evil. It's evil.
Yeah. No.
And Twinkie.
Nicotine, no. No. Nicotine's
Twinkie
not evil.
Too.
Twinkies are evil. Nicotine,
Twinkies
good. Cigarettes
chill.
Are bad, but nicotine is okie doke. It's a herbicide.
Oh.
Good for your brain.
There you go.
All right. I'm trying to get everything in order here at Possum Central. I guess this is the news, so we should, Here we go. Getting Four has a breaking news. Santa Claus has just been accused of sexual misconduct by 17 elves and one reindeer who wishes to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Ooh.
True stuff right there.
Is he running for anything, Mr. Claus? I hope not.
We got to.
Well, unless he's
out.
Running as a Republican, then he's got no problems. Okay, right before... Oh, this is weird. I say, okay. I don't know, asshole of the week, shovel to the head. I don't know what you call this. Davenport, Florida.
Uh-huh.
The mayor of Davenport has been using the ID of a dead woman to park in a handicap spot at City Hall.
Oh, at City
that's
Hall.
Just, yeah.
So is he all holding office? Why City Hall?
Well, really? She works there. She's the mayor.
Oh, it's the mayor. Okay, I missed that point.
Yeah, she's the mayor, and
I guess the mayor's spot's not good enough. She's got to use this dead woman's handicap spot. And
Oh, man. That's fucked up.
Does not look good for her.
Oh.
Mm. So we'll hope that things work out for the Polk County Sheriff's Office.
It's a town named after a couch, for Christ's sake.
Davenport.
Yeah,
Davenport. I like to say Davenport like Walter Brennan, because Davenport. It's just the Davenport. Get your feet off the Davenport.
You got it there.
What are you, born in a barn?
Magic City says, how about a douche canoe? We haven't heard that one in a while.
Hey! All right, I like the sound. That's why we have her around.
Uh-huh.
You are a fucking douche canoe. You are a fucking douche canoe. And you're banned off my team.
That's the wood chipper.
Adios, scumbag.
Hey.
Gotta love it, man.
Right.
Douche canoe. Keep the douche. Keep the douche handy, Maggie says. Indeed. I love the heart symbol. Once again, some asshole fucking get in front of the TV cameras and pretend like they were signing in sign language.
No one's
what
loving
the
this yet. This is the third one that we heard of. No one's fucking hit this yet.
You gotta check this out. Check it out online.
I love
it. Damn, her moves were fucking hilarious.
Oh,
it was like I don't know, Marty Short or somebody doing, you know, or Jerry Lewis doing fake signing. It was ridiculous. And the sad part of it was it was a police thing, and one of the victim's relatives was deaf, and they're watching this thing going, what the hell? I don't know what kind of crappy things that she was. I mean, it didn't make sense. It was gobbledygook, but wow. What is with that? People go, oh, yeah, I can sign. Sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to see the link, Apple Cheeks? Okay, I think I don't know if this link has the gal actually doing. Yeah, maybe it does. It's got the video.
I wonder if the deaf girl thought that the mayor was not there, whoever was talking.
Right, right. How would she know? Am I listening to a speech by Uncle Bobo or what? You know, whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This is great. I love this shit. I live for this shit.
That was funny. That's funny. That funny. It's not funny. No, it's not funny, but it's fucking hilarious. You know? One of those things.
Has she ever seen a person with her hand sign? It looks like
probably.
That.
You
she
know,
couldn't
he's
even
just
fake it.
And she's
okay,
like, well, you know, hey, good
okay.
Kind of some. She had some disco
it.
Moves. Oh, okay. Well, look her up. I'm sorry. We'll get a good link in there. It was good stuff. She did a buck and wing, I think, at one point, and you know, fart with one of those
she was
moves.
She making shadow puppets.
Yeah,
shadow
figures.
That's
this
great.
Is, this is a bunny. I don't know, man.
Oh, great. I love that shit.
I wish I'd have had the real link. I'm sorry.
What? I saw it. Yeah, that link worked.
Well, speaking of 37 years,
uh,
37 years since Mr. Lenin was assassinated. It's also been 37 years since Voyager 1 fired its back thrusters.
Excellent.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. All Voyager that, 1 is out exploring the universe, and it had to make an adjustment on its flight pattern. And they were worried because it's been almost 40 years and they hadn't fired these thrusters at all. So, anyway.
37.
It all worked out. It all worked out. Good American. I believe they were made in Japan, the thrusters, so they worked. You know, good craftsmanship. Perhaps Germany. I don't know.
Taiwan.
Well, that was the speech. Big part of the speech tonight, our fearless leader's speech, was about America first, you know, and he sells suits, ties, handkerchiefs, housewares. They're all made overseas.
Zero in America.
Is there any connection in his brain that you don't practice what you preach, friend? I don't know.
I just can't believe there's so many people that just go along with them still.
I think they used mirrors tonight. That was about 30 people screaming really loud.
Mirrors.
All right, here's the brute force.
Merry
here's
Christmas.
The fucker. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, there's always hope. Spiro Agnew went down first. You know, it's going to happen. Okay, so a Michigan man, this is an injustice. A Michigan man is suing the court because, well, he got honked off. This is one of those things you always think about doing. And he went to pay a $10 parking ticket, and he was told that there'd be a $1.75 surcharge if he used his credit card. Okay. Nobody carries cash, except for me. I'd have had a 10 spot. I'd have said, "Here's the 10. You know, take a hike, you fascist pigs." But he did not. He came back with $10 in pennies. He thought this was going to be a great gesture, and he was a big hero. Well, that didn't turn out so good. Ended up getting into a chokehold with the guard and all this other crap.
Holy shit.
It was ugly. It was very ugly. Entire incident. We got a link for that one. I got a link for that one. Entire incident caught on video.
Did you see the one where the guy went to the DMV with the like three wheelbarrows full of pennies?
That's
what the guy was doing. But this guy knows him.
this didn't work out so good for this guy. So, you know, when you're pick and choose. When you're trying to make a point, I guess, is the lesson there. Am I right?
Well, yeah, because that's no big deal.
Right.
Don't stop me.
Now back to our show.
Well, the sun came in my window Wednesday morning, and your love was like the golden rays again. Now I'm lying here on someone new. And it looks like I'm up Ship Creek again. And I can't help but thinking of your loving ways. And I've cried a quart of tears since you've been gone. And I can't face the morning by myself, love. And it looks like I'm up Ship Creek again. Since you've been gone, I cry all the time. And I cannot stand leaving you behind. So I'll pull myself together and I'll but the morning light has brought back memories. And I can't face the morning by myself, love. And it looks like I'm up Ship Creek again. So I'm out of walking on this dusty highway, 'cause you've given me no reason for to stay. And I'll walk until I find someone who loves me not in vain. And it looks like I'm up Ship Creek again. And it looks like I'm up Ship Creek again.
Yeah. Yeah. A little delay on that boing, but they get the idea. That was a good one, man. That's actually a true story, man. It happened to me this week.
Oh, I'm sure. Happens all the time.
That doesn't sound like Tom Waits to me, man.
No, it didn't, but it was.
Sounded like Mike Nesmith.
Before he gargled with gravel or something. I don't know.
With razor blades. Yeah. What the fuck? Is that what it is? It's a really early piece?
Yeah, it's really early. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a billion cigarettes ago.
Yeah, there's that. There's that. That will give your voice a nice glow about it there.
You are right, though. It sounds like Mezzy.
I still can't make heads or tails out of that last note, man. I'm looking at it and it's like, I just go over that again. But this all this the sexual harassment shit, man. It's getting too dicey now. It's just slippery slope action, man. So all you have to do, men, is deny.
Yeah, that's it.
As long as you deny everything, then you're all right.
Exactly.
If you say you did it, then you get fired or you have to quit. Yeah, Charlie McCarthyism, Agent 6543. It's the new McCarthyism. It's called Charlie McCarthyism. Yeah. If you get wood, you're guilty.
And you got it in the slideshow.
It is, right there.
Yep.
Man.
The women got to take it easy, too. Some of the shit is just,
Well,
over-exaggerated.
and it's a shame because that's taken away from the people that were really,
Well, we'll call those women Mortimer Snurds, okay? Yes, those are Mortimer Snurds.
Like,
and you don't, uh-huh. women, you don't, ladies, you do not want to be a Mortimer Snurd.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Maybe a Jerry Mahoney, but not a Mortimer Snurd. Possibly a Knucklehead Smith, but not a Mortimer Snurd.
I forgot about Knucklehead.
Knucklehead Smith. S-M-I-F-F. Hey, Jerry. Did you know? This is one that, what's his head, the weirdo? I can't even think of his name. Anyway, did you know there were 6 different women that played Ginger on Gilligan's Island? Ha!
No. I knew there were 2.
There were 6. Amazing. They're counting voices on cartoons and stuff.
Oh, okay. And the reunion movie, because she didn't want to do that.
You got the pilot. Yeah. You got the pilot, different gal. And then, of course, Ginger, that we all love. And then reunion movie, New Adventures of Gilligan cartoon, Gilligan's Planet cartoon, and then, I don't know.
Ginger did not like that show.
No. Well, they promised her she was going to be the star.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't. The only smart one of the bunch was Marianne. She got a piece of it.
Yeah, huh? And she is a piece.
And, oh, she's still at 70
still.
Million.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. But yeah. 6 different kids.
She's hot. She has money, and she can bake a pie.
Yeah.
I love.
That's the thing. Why would she be doing these? She does the promos on MeTV. Why she do that? Because she's getting a piece of the action.
Uh-huh, exactly. Watch
Gilligan
the show.
Didn't get a piece. Professor? Nope.
Not even the fucking millionaire.
Millionaire? Forget about it. Jim Backus, crying his way to the bank. Crying all the way to the bank.
Fuck you,
Magoo. He doesn't have a
fuck
residual.
You, Magoo. Yeah.
Now, he did get a piece of Magoo. He did get it. I hope. At least I hope he did. I hope he invested in Magoo. Because, geez, how many times do you hit the jackpot? He lost his shirt on I Married Joan. Married Joan. Okay, that joke is for, like, 2 people on the fucking planet. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we got a polka. Because it's polka time. It's Friday, and it's polka. We got a fantastic polka. This polka, it's a big, beautiful polka. It's fantastic.
There you go, Bobo.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Bobo polka. If I can ever fucking find it, I'll play it. But hopefully you've all had a good time and you enjoy polkas, because now you're going to have to listen to a polka.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it goes, man.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this ain't celebrity bowling, folks. Although I kind of wish it was. Let's polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Come on. Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Made the fucking headlines, for crying out loud. There you go.
I believe it. I believe it.
All right. Well, my tribute, I think Mr. Lennon would get a kick out of that gag.
Oh, yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
He didn't write Hey Jude.
Uh-huh.
Paul McCartney did.
Uh-huh. That was for John's mother.
That's the gag.
Father. Yeah.
He had one. There was a story where he was in a restaurant and this guy playing the violin and he says, "Oh, it's John Lennon's in the audience." So he goes into his rendition of Yesterday. Yesterday,
yeah.
All my troubles, which is a Paul McCartney song. In fact, none of the other Beatles even participated in the making of that song. It's just Paul McCartney, guitar, and a string quartet.
Not even Lennon?
So, none of the other Beatles was even in the room, I don't think. They were out smoking joints in the alley and smoking doobies. So the violinist comes up and has Lennon autograph his violin, you know, and I think he was didn't speak English or something, so he's just like, yeah, all right. You know, yours truly. And then the guy shot him, which was coincidental. You know, it's he signs his name, he gets shot. I don't know how that works. But,
I wish Catcher in a Rye like Paul McCartney. Oh, it would be so much better. That's something, guys. Fuck him. Fuck him.
Well, see, McCartney, man, he bought a... So he wouldn't buy the farm. He bought a farm. And he's hunkered away, man, back in herding sheep or something back there. You can't get the McCartney. Forget about it.
That's pop music.
He was the pop. But I'll tell you, he made them commercial, I'd say. I don't think they'd have... The Beatles would not have gone as far as they did without Mr. McCartney.
Yeah, but I like their solos. And he fucked up after Ram.
I liked Band on the Run.
Yeah, well, that's good too. Everything else after that.
It had James Coburn on the cover, man. You can't beat that with a stick. You
can't beat it at all.
Come on, man. Oh, wait, not that one. This one. And Jim Brown on there too?
Jim Brown. That's it. I was thinking Richard Roundtree, but Jim Brown.
Do you remember that video I used to have on my MySpace page with Jim Brown? And he says, "Go Rams. Go Rams. Go Rams." Ram was Paul's best album, I think, Ford. I agree. Absolutely, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
You are correct. But I did like Band on the Run. I also liked Wings at the Speed of Sound.
Yeah, that's the live one, right?
No. That was the studio. But, the live one wasn't bad either. Venus and Mars, I think, or something like that. Was the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he's done some good stuff. You can't... I mean, my God, I went and saw... He's the only Beatle I've actually... Well, no, I attended a Ringo concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was... There was a Ringo concert going on in Cleveland, right? And I was going up to Painesville, which is like the most northern part of Ohio, way up in the lake area. And I stopped in Cleveland to bang some broad. So I'm banging this broad in a van, and Ringo's a block away playing outdoors. You know, hey.
There you go.
Back off Boogaloo. You know what I'm saying there, Jack.
Now it's a no-no song.
That was the no-no. It was the yes-yes. There was no sexual harassment there, man. That was consensual Magoo. So, and then
no
I saw Paul McCartney in concert, and that was just fucking incredible. So, I mean, like, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
He's done a lot of gay songs after that.
It was right after 9/11, so they did that freedom song that sucked balls.
Right.
I mean, there's ball sweat coming off of it. It sucked so bad. everybody went to the toilet. You couldn't fucking piss during that song because everybody went to the toilet. Then while I was pissing, he's starting, "Hey Jude," I'm like, "Hurry up, man, hurry up!"
Banging some broad, man.
Banging some broad.
What are you, Frank Sinatra?
I was going balls deep on that bitch. I'll tell you what. She loved every minute of it.
I'm sure she did.
Natties. I don't know why.
You
know what? This is just backlash from the sexual harassment stuff. I'm really a kind gentleman. But she seduced me, okay? I just want to say that up front. She seduced me. It was her van. It was her van we were fucking in, okay?
Okay, all right. You know what I think? I think you want to step down from super host. That's what I think. That's just great. There you go. Gumby's the new host.
Yeah, well, there were six fucking gingers. Only one Marianne.
Oh, yeah.
And only one super host. Damn it. Stay. Good stuff. Thanks for coming, gang.
Yeah, fun time.
You all rock.
Thank you.
But it's like the end of the show and stuff.
Great podcast.
What up? Fun. Awesome. Oh, shit. Scotty, warm the fucking transporter. Hey, Captain!
Steve!